You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
It's time to talk about the Green Bay Packers. This is your Packers Update, the Daily Cheese, brought to you by Packernet.com. The Daily Cheese is a collaboration with the Packernet Podcast, hosted by Ryan Schlipp, the Pack Daddy, and I'm your host, JJ Leahy. I'm going to keep this super short today because I don't have a lot of time, but there is some breaking news that you need to be aware of. Longtime Packers great cornerback Tremont Williams is visiting the Packers today. The team is expected to sign him, per Tom Silverstein. He was waived by the Baltimore Ravens a few days ago. Immediately, one has to think about the usage of Tremont Williams in the punt and kick return game, as that is something he has done for many years and is quite good at. If he doesn't play a single snap at cornerback and only plays on special teams, that would still be a massive boost for the team at one of the weakest positions on the roster. But he flew in this afternoon and is in Green Bay right now. Expect an announcement from the team tomorrow. Secondly, for the Packers, every player today was able to participate. No one was held out due to injury. The same cannot be said for the Buccaneers, as Antonio Brown missed practice. Jason Pierre-Paul did as well. However, that was not injury-related. Now the big story. Apparently, according to Rob Domofsky, at one point in time, presumably between November 14th, when David Bakhtiari signed his contract extension, and December 15th, when Aaron Jones fired his agent, the Packers made an offer to Aaron Jones that would have made him one of the top five highest paid running backs in the league. However, that was in terms of the average per year. The contract was not very well guaranteed and presumably very backloaded, meaning if Aaron continued to play at a high level for several years, he would in fact earn all of his money, but this would be a very team-friendly deal that gave the Packers the option to move on if things didn't work out, as is frequently the case with running backs. It was at that point that Jones decided to cut ties with agent Lee Steinberg and hire Drew Rosenhaus, who presumably is the one who leaked this story, possibly in an effort to drive up Jones' market value, possibly in an effort to put outside pressure on the Packers. That does it for today. For more in-depth analysis and a look at Packers strategy, make sure you're subscribed to the Packernet Podcast, hosted by the Pack Daddy, Ryan Schlipp. Keep up on all the Green Bay Packers news by going to Packernet.com and join the Packernet Podcast Facebook group. My name is JJ Leahy. You can follow me on Twitter at JJLAHEY for breaking Packers news. And this has been the Daily Cheese, your Green Bay Packers news update.